I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. South Korean officials are searching for the cause of a passenger jet crash that killed 179 people, one of the deadliest disasters in the country's aviation history. Authorities plan to investigate along with U.S. aviation giant Boeing, which produced the aircraft involved in Sunday's crash. Acting President Choi Sang-mok also instructed authorities on Monday to conduct safety inspections on more than 100 Boeing jetliners operated by domestic airlines. The tragedy struck the country amid political turmoil following the impeachments of President Yoon Suk-yeol and Prime Minister Han Duck-soo. AP correspondent Raphael Wober has more.
The cockpit recorder and the black box have been recovered, but the investigation will take time. It was in an airport south of the capital, Seoul, and the plane skidded along the runway and crashed into a barrier, exploding into a ball of flames. It's also very harrowing because the video is out there for everybody to see. Memorials are being set up around the country for those who lost their lives. It's also at a time when South Korea's government is in turmoil after the president tried to impose martial law, and then various impeachment processes are ongoing and the future is uncertain.
AP correspondent Raphael Wober. U.S. President Joe Biden has scheduled a state funeral in Washington for former President Jimmy Carter on January 9th. Biden also declared the 9th as a national day of mourning across the United States. Carter, the longest-lived former president, died Sunday at his home in the small town of Plains in the state of Georgia. Biden ordered U.S. flags to fly at half-staff for 30 days from Sunday. This is VOA News. An appeals court on Monday upheld a $5 million award in a sexual abuse verdict against U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upholds a jury's finding in a civil case that Donald Trump sexually abused columnist E. Jean Carroll in a Manhattan department store dressing room back in 1996 and must pay her the $5 million award that the jury granted for defamation and sex abuse last year. In January, a second jury awarded Carroll an additional $83.3 million in damages for comments Trump had made about her while he was first president, finding they were defamatory. Trump has denied the attack ever happened. A Trump spokesman says they will continue to appeal. Julie Walker, New York.
President-elect Trump on Monday endorsed House Speaker Mike Johnson ahead of what is expected to be another contentious speakership race this week. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Trump posted on social media that Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, is a hardworking religious man and will, quote, do the right thing, adding, we will continue to win. Johnson's leadership seemed in jeopardy earlier this month after a fight to fund the government and head off a shutdown. Johnson has been a loyal Trump supporter. Last month, he said,
we believe we could be the most consequential Congress of the modern era, and he the most consequential president, because we quite literally have to fix almost every metric of public policy.
Trump has been quiet about Johnson's fate. Some Republicans have signaled they'll try to vote the House Speaker out. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police in Kenya's capital fired tear gas on Monday to try to disperse protesters demonstrating against what they say is a wave of unexplained abductions of government critics. They also detained some of those taking part in the protests in Nairobi. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
Human rights groups say dozens of Kenyans have been abducted in recent months. They blame the extrajudicial arrests on the country's police and intelligence services. Kenyan authorities have said that the government does not condone or engage in extrajudicial killings or abductions. The alleged abductions followed anti-government protests that started in June this year. Initially aimed at overturning proposed tax hikes, the demonstrations eventually evolved into a movement that cut across Kenya's traditional ethnic divisions and became the biggest threat to the incumbent president William Ruto's government.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.